Hello, good morning and welcome to another episode of my podcast, The Name is Deep. In this series, I will be going through a series of people, places and experiences which have affected me tremendously in the last few years. In this post, I am writing on April 29, 2021, just 3 days before the celebration of 100 years of the birth of Satyajit Ray, the only Indian film director to have won the Oscar, the Nobel Prize of Films, and a delightful illustrator and writer of repute in his lifetime. It seems a good way to start my See Inspire series, my series of blog posts on great movies and literature and their creators, which affected me in my life and may affect you too, should you happen to try them out. So here goes the first part of pages from my blog post. Aditya is a well-to-do professional from the city of Kolkata or Calcutta who takes a weekend trip to his childhood village, Brahmapur, in West Bengal state of India, along with one of his colleagues. What he didn't expect to have been done to him was to be reminded while listening to an old man burst into a song at a roadside tea stall where he had halted, that once he had stolen something very precious from someone, and not only that, had committed a grave injustice back in those childhood days of his. The memories of his past misdeed comes back smack into his conscience and forces Aditya to immediately make a dash for the attic of a stately but now abandoned mansion, where in that upper room on top of a roof, he discovers the precious object, which however plunges him into shame. What was the object? So begins the story written by the maestro Satyajit Ray, the attic, or in Bengali, Chilekotha. Who was Satyajit Ray? Was he just a world-renowned film director who hailed from Calcutta, now Kolkata? No, he was much, much more than that. Just as Ray could weave golden moments that could carve themselves forever in the minds of the viewers of his cinema, so too he could weave stories with his pen, which made him one of the more popular authors in late 20th century Bengal, and someone whose books and characters are slowly but steadily gaining popularity among children and adults alike in many parts of the world as well as the rest of India, due to increased translation of his thrilling stories into English and other world languages. Regarding his cinema, no introduction need be given at all. So powerful was his capture of the medium and his influence on the minds of even those who don't understand the Bengali language but watch his movies spellbound all the same. As the well-known Japanese film director Akira Kurosawa once bluntly put it, to live on this earth and not to have watched the movies of Satyajit Ray is akin to have not seen the sun or the moon at all. Yes, that's how important a viewing of Ray and a reading of his literary works is to our understanding of the human experience. Ray's documentary of half a century back on the great Indian poet Rabindranath Tagore is a masterpiece, and even though it's in black and white, his later films were in color, it's so good that I downloaded after having watched it. Just like in all his creations, the success this documentary has had till now seems to be mainly due to Ray's technique of living out certain parts of a person's life, environment and surroundings, and concentrating only on the essential parts. One sound, one suddenly raised tone of voice, one fleeting moment, perhaps, such as when a teenage but married girl peeps out through the slats of the window of a 19th century Bengali house and discovers the charm of the world outside anew in the form of a few ducks swimming on the waters of a pond and uttering their signature quack quack sound, which in that fleeting instant, in the handiwork of Ray, turn into the sound of the whole universe. If there was to have been only one inheritor who could be said to have truly inherited the ability so eloquently described by William Blake, to see heaven in a flower and eternity in a grain of sand, then Satyajit Ray would have surely made the cut. With Ray, you could never tell when he could lead you, and still today can lead you, his viewer or reader, into an alleyway of richness undiscovered before, so unanticipated that it hits your stomach sweetly through just one single cut in a single scene of one of his movies, or through just one sentence in one of his numerous detective and science fiction stories. The originality of Satyajit Ray is still coveted, and after having never again been the same in due course of being touched by the rays of his creations, we are sold to him, sometimes at a dear cost, literally. That is why Satyajit Ray, Légion d'honneur of France, Diamond of India, and Lifetime Achievement Oscar Award winner of the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences of Hollywood, is one of the greatest in the list of people whose books and films has affected us deeply.